My name is Sarah Mosley. The school I'm currently attending is Rural Bravo Green. The name of the podcast that I'm going to be doing is 5 Feet Apart, which is created by Mickey Daughtry and Tobias Lakonis, also directed by Justin Baldoni. Is this movie a highly recommended to see? In this movie, a 17-year-old girl named Stella spends most of her life in a hospital as a cystic fibrosis patient. Her life is full of routines and boundaries and self-control, all of which get put to the test when she meets Will, an impossibly charming teen who has the same illness. There's an instant flirtation through restrictions dictate that they must maintain a safe distance of 6 feet apart, but they manage to lower it down to 5. As their connection intensifies, so does the temptation to throw the rules out the window and embrace that attraction. The thing is that these two who are madly in love are not allowed to touch because it is very dangerous and a risky situation. Because of cystic fibrosis and the rules in only reason that keeps them apart. This love story requires some suspension of disbelief, but its charming stars and tear-jerking romance will appeal to fans of The Fault in Our Stars. 5 Feet Apart is a well-acted YA romance and provides some well representation, but eventually finds itself bogged down in shockingly melodrama. During the ending of the movie, the two are on a pond and end up holding hands. When Stella passes out and almost dies, Will gave her mouth-to-mouth CPR. After Will attempts CPR, he rushes Stella to the hospital to save her. Will Sprouse and Haley Richardson are proven heavyweights in the young adult pocket of Hollywood. But this soft-hearted teen romance spreads on the surgery sediment too thickly to leave a lasting message. If you don't take my word for it, take one review. I thoroughly recommend and enjoyed 5 Feet Apart, and 10 out of 10 would recommend it for anyone who's looking for a good story above everything else. The direction the movie took made for a surprising outcome, and even though you could argue the ending was a bit ambitious, in some way it was satisfying because it was real. You could clearly tell the writers had done their research on cystic fibrosis, and the set designers were very specific and detailed. For a movie that primarily takes place in one building, being the hospital, one standout aspect of the movie I really enjoyed was the silent moments that it had made to put two and together for yourself. And I appreciate the trust the writers and directors put in the audience, so the movie didn't end up being extremely expository. It was pretty small cast when it comes to main roles, which really allowed us to understand these characters and their stories. And I found that to be extremely important for a movie like this. Not to mention the casting was phenomenal, allowing the performances of each actor to stand out in their own way. Overall, it was a beautifully shot movie and such an eye-opening experience. I really hope this movie gets the recognition it deserves. 96% of Google users like this movie. Thank you guys so much for listening and hope you guys enjoyed. Goodbye.